The bill would require 25% of Wisconsin's energy to come from renewable sources by 2025. Supporters say it would create thousands of jobs, protect the environment, and foster economic growth. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin helped organize Homegrown Energy Day. Just outside the Capitol, farmers and small business owners show off new clean energy technologies like manure digesters and industrial wind turbines that they say effectively produce energy from natural resources. Riopel says the bill would keep these kinds of innovations and jobs in Wisconsin.
Instead of sending the money out of state for foreign oil, which creates jobs in the Middle East and in Texas and Oklahoma probably, and sending it out of state for coal in Wyoming, we want to invest in our own farmers and our own businesses and create the jobs in Wisconsin and not other countries and other states.
Melissa Van Ornum arrived from Chilton with a model of her anaerobic digester system. The actual system turns unprocessed cow manure into energy. Currently, there are 19 across the state, and if the plan passes, she hopes there'll soon be many more and jobs to go with them.
Our digester is made of concrete. It's in the ground. So we're hiring excavators. We're hiring, you know, concrete companies that do that type of work.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett and the business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce have criticized the bill. They say its plan to tighten emissions regulations would drive up costs and shed jobs. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.